This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's a link between your time and your goals. And it's very interesting when we talk about this. A lot of people are perplexed at first, but then they come to a realization that's very important. There's a very crucial link between how you use your time today and the goals that you set for yourself or you imagine are goals that you desire for the future. I want you to think about the mastery of time for that which you consider to be good. And good here, I hope for you, means the goals that you set. What are your goals for the next 5 years, for example? For the next 6 months, for example? Or for the next 20 years, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you 20 years of life? These goals, let's call them destinations that you seek. These goals or these destinations have to be made clear to you before you start using your time for other things. So today, if you have habits that are distracting you from your five-year goals, your six-month goals, your three-month goals, you're wasting your time not doing the thing that you know is a priority. Let's take a step back even further. Before you set life goals, which is what many people do, you're supposed to start with the final destination in mind. And I don't mean 20-year destination. Your final destination in mind. As a Muslim, your worldview is one of Iman. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in the angels. You believe in life after death. You believe there are only two possible final destinations, and that your destination, the one you seek, is Jannah by the will of Allah. If you start with your final destination first as a Muslim, you're starting off with the belief and the desire to make it to paradise eternally. Then you work your way backwards to this life, to ad-dunya. What are the goals that you need in this life that all add up to and accumulate to and build up to the final destination that you seek? What are the goals that you're setting that are tied to your purpose in this life? And so when you take this step back, you realize that perhaps some of the goals that you've set maybe are due to pressure from society, maybe from parents, maybe from friends, maybe from other people, but they might not be the goals that actually will add up or build up to the destination that you seek at the very end, which is paradise and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you start with your destinations, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, you have to align them with the purpose of life. Your worldview is one of Iman. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in a purpose of life. So if your goals are taking you away from the purpose of life, then you're choosing something of low priority over something of high priority. Your existence, why you were created, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do. Reassess your goals, start off with your final destination and write it down as an activity for yourself. My final destination that I seek, for example, is, and you might write, paradise. You might have high standards. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all high standards. My final destination that I seek is the highest level of Jannah. Then work your way backwards. Therefore, in this life, my goals are as follows. Write down your goals. Then make them quantifiable. When do you want to accomplish, for example, this goal? How long will it take? When you set a one-year goal from today, you have 12 months. You have a one-year goal. What do you need to do on a monthly basis in order to accomplish this goal? And most importantly, do you have a strategy in mind? Do you have clear motivations for why you want this thing? Is it clearly tied to Jannah? Is it directly linked to your desire to make it to paradise? Now, a person might become confused and say, well, I don't understand how as a Muslim, I'm going to balance out my worldly goals with my desire to make it to paradise. But the reality is, for the believer, all of your goals, even if they seem worldly, can be tied to Jannah. For example, if one of your goals in life, let's say for the next 4 years, is to study or to graduate with a degree, or one of your goals in life is your job, for you to continue sustaining your family with an income, for example, or to start a business, to invest, whatever it might be. You might think these are purely worldly things, but if you set your intention, Ya Allah, these are acts of worship for your sake, and I'm genuinely studying for the sake of Allah. Why? So that I can get an income or understand something better or give da'wah to other people. Or I'm working for the sake of Allah so I can take care of my family. That's an act of worship. So now the 40 hours you're spending a week working or studying, raising your children, doing anything else that might seem worldly, now it is intended as a form of worship. Now it is tied to the final destination that you seek. What many people do is a seemingly interesting separation between the two. They seem to separate what they want as a goal for this life, and then they set one small pie of everything else, one small slice of the pie for religion or for faith or spirituality in a very secular way. But for us as Muslims, we know that the entire pie itself is our faith. Everything is tied to the afterlife. Everything is tied to religion. For us, deen or our ibadah is everything. And so all of the other goals that you have, your exercise, your health, your relationships, your money, your income, your job, your studies, your education, all of these things, including the ibadat, the rituals too, all of these are acts of worship. Therefore, your 20-year goals, 10-year goals, 5-year goals, your 6-month goals, they're all tied to paradise. So write down your goals, write down the purpose, and write down how this goal is tied to my destination or the destination that I seek in the next life. And if you find yourself writing something down that clearly does not link you to Jannah and there's no way to connect it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not an act of worship, then perhaps reassess the amount of time that you're spending on this habit or this goal, for it might be taking you away from, not necessarily from a specific, let's say, general goal of Jannah, but it might be taking you away from an opportunity to do something better. So sometimes people see their habits and their goals, let's say it takes up an hour every day, 2 hours, 3 hours, for 6 months, a year, or 2 years. They might see this as non-problematic because it's not haram, it's not sinful, it's not prohibited, and I have other things that I'm doing that are good. But what you're losing out on is an opportunity. There's an opportunity cost, an opportunity lost to do something better, to do something more fruitful with that time and with your efforts.